Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. As mentioned previously, that dunya is not something that is good or bad. And we mentioned why dunya is called dunya, so we don't want to get into it again. But dunya and the world in its own value, in its own kind of station, in its own place, is neither good nor bad. It is what a person makes it to be that makes it good or bad. And this is what we said previously. So just to recap very briefly, a person uses dunya in order to earn perfection and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dunya is a very good thing. If a person makes the love of this world and this world his entire objective, it is a bad thing. So in this tradition from Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam, we see that, and we see a result of this. As we mentioned previously, that there is a causal relationship between our acts, our intentions, our thoughts, with everything. Everything that has an effect, everything that comes out, everything that is brought into existence has an effect. We may not know that effect, we may not see it, but it is there. Again, the discussion of the natural effects on it, the taqwini effects on it, the outward effects of it, and then obviously the ontological and so on and so forth. So the Imam alayhi salam says in this beautiful tradition, he says that person who loves dunya, that person who loves dunya, from his heart, Allahu Akbar. Again, we don't mean physical heart, again, we've explained this many times. That from his heart, from his soul, basically from his very existence, that fear for the day of judgment will be removed, or will go. As the hadith says, "Dhahaba," that it will go, it will just by itself, it'll kind of move away. Like this person is, you have filled yourself with so much love for this world that the world for the hereafter, the fear of it has no place in your existence anymore. Everything you do is you are doing for this world. So why fear the hereafter? This world is the end all and the all for you. It is your complete objective. So what is there to fear? What happens? There is nothing to come. Everything is here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from such a thought. That when we think that this world is everything and everything that we want is in this world and everything that we can have in this world, obviously the fear from the hereafter will go. Why? Because we don't see it as a reality. Na'udhu billah min hadha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from not seeing the hereafter as a reality. Our death is a reality. And it's what happens after that death, where everything we have gathered in this particular world will come and manifest itself. It will come into fruition. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to have enough that we will be able to be with those who are victorious on the day of judgment, inshaAllah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.